Now, I believe there are some fundamental differences between a site that becomes a community or a social network just to be one without any other knowledge of internet marketing, and a site that integrates some of the hardcore internet marketing strategies and tactics that we all come accustomed to using. I think there's a big difference. And one thing you'll find about my community is that I don't abandon the internet marketing side of it. It's almost like an internet marketing driven, internet marketing focused site. Because from the get-go, I join them on an autoresponder. They don't just join this site. They start getting autoresponder messages. You know, I start building a relationship with them away from the community via email as well. I use classic techniques to get them back to the site, to get and build rapport with them, to sell my courses, you know, boot camps, all kinds of strategies via email and via autoresponders and follow-up marketing, the things that I did even before I started the community. So there's a lot, and there's a lot of ways that the community helps me to do that better. And there's a lot of things in what I was already doing that complements some of the activities in the community, as you're going to see. So I want to reserve some time now to talk about how I personally integrate the community in my main internet marketing focus site, in hopes that you'll get a lot out of it and you can see, and not only just from a community perspective, but just how I choose to funnel my people through my, from my lead generation to them becoming a hardcore member and buying all of my products. So, integrating main site and community. The first thing I do when somebody comes to my homepage, because realize my homepage and my homepage of my community are two different things. This, the page has been here since 2000. I got this green look, I believe, around 2003. You can go to Wayback, I think it's archives.org, to see how different sites look way back in the past. But this is my main focus. I first get the opt-in. And if we actually go to my live site, I guess we're done with cPanel here. Here's some things I choose to do. And I've had a few people tell me I should go more modern and stuff. I should go Web 2.0 with the design aspect. I got the functionality. But, I know people like Dan Kinney says, you know, it's the ugly sites. And I don't consider my site ugly. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, as long as it's making money, that's what I'm involved with. So I grabbed their attention with this little focus hover pop up there. And I was taught, and I learned this back in marketing class as well. One of my professors was the founder of ConsumerInfo.com, which is also known as FreeCreditReport.com, which you see the commercials on TV these days in the States. And it was sold to Experian for upwards of $100 million. But in their beginning stages, they got people to do credit reports, which was like a form of forced continuity, because after that, they had to become a yearly member and whatnot. They paid ongoing fees with just a headline that had three frees in it. Free, free, free. And that converted well for them. And ever since, I've tested and it hasn't been beaten. Yeah, it flashes. Yeah, it looks a little corny, but it works. Free, free, free. It's the number one search word. Yeah, and it's what people are looking for online. The misconception is that people are online are looking to buy something. And that may be the case for a certain person that's going on Amazon looking to buy books, of course. But for the most part, people are online looking for information. So you have to be able to stand out as one that provides a solution to their problem, number one, or the information they're looking for, number two. And then you have to get them to somehow, in exchange for that information, give you their information so that you can follow up with them. I'm not concerned about the sale in the beginning. I'm not. I'm concerned about the lead. If I can get the lead, I can convert that lead to a sale. I think a lot of people out there, and I'm talking about my internet marketing side, I think a lot of people go for that one-time sale. And therefore, you find people not putting the emphasis on getting the lead. You find people, don't even have an opt-in form on their website. That's something I never do. Always have an opt-in form on my website, on my sales pages and whatnot. And it's because they're looking for that one-time sale. And I think of it as relationships, like dating. I mean, you don't ask somebody to marry you on the first date. No, you get them to opt in to you, and then you go out on a date, and then you get them to opt in again, and you follow up with them. You put them on an autoresponder, but it's more of a personal autoresponder. You call them, you build rapport, they like you, then they have to trust you. And that's the same way it works. So I get them to opt in. Now, how this works with the community after 2006 has changed it a little bit, because now I get them to opt in, they become engaged, and now they're a live person. But they type in their name and their email. Let's see. And of course, we respect your privacy, and I put the Better Business Bureau logo here. And then I also put a timer here. And it actually counts down and gives them a special bonus if they sign up within 5 minutes. They press free instant access. Now in the new window, I open another form, and it actually has, I'm going to turn it off, but it actually has audio, and I have it on autoplay, basically telling them, thank you for signing up. Listen, I want to send you very personalized lessons. And the only way I can do that is if I know more information about you. God forbid I send you jazz lessons when you're really into gospel, or I send you bluegrass or blues lessons and you're really into jazz. I just need to take your information. You're already on my list. You don't have to worry about, the 5 minute warning or anything like that, but just fill out the information, even choose a username, because I also want to put you in my community. And so you can meet other people like you. And of course, Better Business logo right here. I got one free flashing, and that's just because I don't have enough room to put it here, and I don't want to go to the next line, but I probably would put it all over the place. And then here I ask them for the username they want, the password, and this is the part that comes straight from the zone. I had to have a programmer implement it, because before the zone, pretty much this was up here. We didn't even have this before the zone. So really all they saw was this at first, which asked them for their name. And I'm also going to show you something. I had one of my other programmers, Dan, create something called a contact manager. He built this from scratch. And anytime I load a page through this, see, this is the real page, subscribezone2index.html. But I load it through contact manager, because basically contact manager places a cookie on their machine. Okay. I hope I'm not going too fast, but pretty much, and I already have this open, so let me close it. But the cookie was placed when they signed up from the home page, because the home page, and you have to get a programmer, but as long as you know how to describe this to them, they can probably do it, or I can give you Dan's recommendation. But basically, it places a cookie on the machine. Not only does it put them on the database, or take them to AWeber, or take them to One Shopping Cart, or wherever I want them, but it places a cookie on their machine, and then I'll have it automatically change to congratulations for signing up, continue by filling out the form on the next page, just in case they leave. And I make the next page pop up in a new window, so when they leave, they see the congratulations. Even where the timer used to be, it says congratulations, and the same thing for signing up, like we were serious about that bonus. But the important part here is that it places that cookie, so any new form they fill out, I don't care where it is, any new form, as long as that page, that form I'm asking them is coming through the contact manager in which I place that cookie, it will automatically put information we already know about them. So first name goes here, email goes here. Now, you're wondering, how does it this darn thing know that I'm in California? That's something else. That's called IP lookups. Now, if you just type in Google IP lookups, I forgot the company I get them through, but I found this out through another programmer. And what happens is you buy like 500,000 IP lookups. Now, it'll take me a while to get through that. My list is only at 275. And basically, on any form, this thing can look at their IP address and tell what state they're coming from. And it even does Canada, too. And it automatically puts that state there. Now, it puts it as like an abbreviation, like CA. Then I have a programmer convert it from CA to the long form, California, so that in my autoresponders, I can use the long form, because it doesn't sound right to say, hey, you're from CA. We don't type like that. You know, hey, you're from the long form of California, or you know, Alberta, wherever, you know, they're from. And it automatically, because it knows their state, I automatically put in their country. So it seems like they only have, majority is filled in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and age is optional. So all I'm really asking for is last name and city. And then, of course, up here, to become a member of my zone, they need to put in their username. And then here's some information I want to know about them. Now, I already have some of them pre-done, because what happens is if they don't fill it out, it gives them error messages, and I'd rather not have them press the back button. And most of them will change it, but worst case scenario, my autoresponders have to have some information to regurgitate back out to them 7 days later. I need to be able to say, you know, for example, if they choose, I ask them, why do you want to learn piano? That's a very important question. The why is important, why people do things. The what is all right, but if you can get them on the why and get them to tell you that, and you know, in my early days, I used to let them fill this in. This was a text box. It was like this, but down here. Now, that worked for surveying purposes, so I can get it from their own mouth, but that doesn't work too well when you're trying to use an autoresponder to regurgitate that information back to them. In other words, if they tell you, I want to play in a band, in your autoresponder, because most autoresponders let you mail merge information, pretty much back at them, you're going to be like, hey, since you want to play in a band, you know, you're at a wonderful place in your piano playing to learn about X, Y, and Z. Generally, my course covers X, Y, and Z. But if they put some garbage here, it's going to be like, because you want to, and if they curse, you know, it's going to be even worse, as I said on stage, and as I say. And if they, you know, then they email you back, why are you cursing at me? And I'm like, well, what goes around comes around. You did it to me first. You know, I'm only telling you what you told me. But the thing is, all seriousness, that most people forget that they tell you. So they're blown away when they get an email with this information in it. So let's see. I want to play in a band. I want to play for a choir, church, or group. I'm studying music theory. I want to get ahead. I've been amazed by pianists. Want to become one myself. I have extra time and I wish to devote it to music. I just want to play the piano for fun. So all of these are choices that I know based on surveying them in the past with Ask Database and SurveyMonkey and solutions like that. I know what the top choices are, so I place them here. And I put quotes around them. My tests have shown those have increased conversion on here. We do multivariate testing, so we can take certain things and test against other things, like putting the big numbers here. Putting estimated time to complete, you know, 25 seconds, 10 seconds. I just made those up. I mean, just looking at the complexity of it, you know, you don't have to type anything. It's 25 seconds. Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. And basically, so they'll get certain emails from me with this information in it. Of course, it won't put I want. What it will do is it'll take it from want, am. This one will take it from studying. Because the way it looks right here is not the way it goes in the database. So this one will go, you know, from want. This will go from want. This will go from studying. This one will go from been amazed, you know. And it's in such a way that it doesn't matter which option they choose. When I'm actually creating my autoresponder messages, they all make sense. So, and that's a key thing. When you're creating your sentence, you know, since you want to play piano, or, you know, they all should make sense. And then I ask them when they want to reach their goals, because here I can put them, not only can I put this information in the database, but I can put them on different lists. I can segment the big S word based on what they tell me. So now programmers have to do this. This isn't your code you get from AWeber. This isn't the code you get from GetResponse. You have to tell a programmer, okay, if they choose this option, not only do I want this information to go into my custom fields in these particular services, but I also want them to go on different lists on these particular services as well. So in addition to them going on the list they choose in step 3, because I have a beginner newsletter, a music theory, a gospel, a chord, a MIDI. These are different newsletters I've created, and they all have pre-written messages already in them. I have a testimonial here. I put free here. But even based on, you know, what they tell me here. So if they want to study in the next few months, they go on my urgent list, right? But if they're studying, you know, in 3 years, they go on my, you know, not so urgent list, you know. So there are certain offers I might send to an urgent person. There are certain challenges I'll make to an urgent person. You know, are you really serious about this? Do you really want to learn in 3 months? Because if you do, you know, here's how to do it. If you do, here's some people in our community that also vow to do this. Maybe you need to be hanging out with these folks and they're from your same area, because I can do things like that because I know information about them. Okay, so here's a little pop up with a print button. That's a whole nother story. So you get the idea there, I believe. So let me actually fill it out. I'm going to create a username. I'm going to call it Sticky Piano Player. I don't know. They're going to think I'm weird. Type in my password. Check I agree terms. And then I'm going to change my name for this one because I don't want people thinking I'm weird. So I'm going to do John Doe just for this example. Probably going to change this to, I could say there, city. I'm going to change it to like Cincinnati, I guess. And then I'll change this. It already had my state there. You understand how that works. Age is optional, but I'll put it. And then I'll say, okay, I have extra time. Less than 2 years. I'm intermediate. I want to study country. And then I put my phone number. And I have a little pop-up that says why. Because, you know, we do free consultations, and generally here, oops, I accidentally saved it. I did it again. I'm trying to do my pin. Here, we'll have a consultant call them, and generally that's a sales call, but it'll start off as a consultation. How long have you been playing? Basically certain courses that we offer, our community, and then I have an audio button that if I click on that, it'll load. And, you know, it's just about to load. And that's how we do leads over the phone with my live sales reps. And then they can choose. Most keep this checked. Like I said, 80% will keep it checked. 20% will check these. But these are ones that are real extra. I don't want to give them on 7 lists. But these are my lists that really have strong autoresponders and things like that. So with all that done, I'm going to click sign up or whatever. And notice right away I get a drop down. I mean, not a drop down, an alert button. Has my name in it. How you think that's done? That same cookie. See, once that cookie is placed, and notice a new cookie was placed, because my first one I put in Jermaine. The cookie was placed, and anytime I needed to enter Jermaine or first name, it would place it there. I changed my name to John for the purposes of this demonstration, and it updated the cookie. Now it's placing John everywhere. You see how that works? And it doesn't matter where I go in my site. If I have that cookie enabled, or I mean, as long as I'm coming to the page, just have a say. Let's say I have a sales page, and the sales page is normally hearandplay.com, and let's assume that doesn't exist. / subscriber zone. Now, if I only use that, it won't place any names because it's not going through my contact manager. But as soon as I put this here, it'll look for that cookie on their system. If the cookie doesn't exist, this will just say, congrats, friend. It has to exist because they just signed up a second ago. Unless they're on a different computer or they're really savvy and, you know, days later they delete, fine, that's great. But most people aren't. And then their username is cookie, so it goes here. Just a last reminder tells them to write it down, even though they'll get emailed. So I can press OK. Then I put John on the website. I can put it anywhere I want. And this has some implications now. On sales pages, because all the headlines can have their name in it, the call to actions, I don't go overboard with it. But you're also going to find that once they join my community, and now we're logged in, once they join my community, I can even put their photos on sales pages because it's cookie. It's cookie. Their username is now cookie. And if their username is connected to the link that leads to their photo, and I know all members have a primary photo, and if they don't, I just replace it with a white image. Okay, I'm not going to get that deep, but this is an idea of it. So now I'm a new member. And notice, before, what used to happen before the community? Okay, before the community, I bring all these people through the same exact process. They don't get that personalization alert button or anything like that. They don't get transferred to a community. They go to a static page with a bunch of links on it leading to lessons. No interactivity, nothing. Just the same lessons that I give them even here. I mean, all I did was transfer the lessons to my learning area and now gave them a whole nother route. But thing is, they went to this one page. This is how I did it before. Embarrassed, but the username was piano. The password was piano. Everybody had the same one. The nut boss who asked us to remember their password must really be bad because everybody had the same one. It was the word piano. It's what they do. Okay, what changes now? Now they have their own sense of username and password. They have their own, you know, right away I give them a little tutorial on what to do. They can create a profile. They can get access to hundreds of online lessons, articles, video demonstrations. They can post on message boards and whatnot. You know, they can play games and have fun. So I give them all of our top links. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to add a photo because I want to show you guys something. And the thing is, I'm still cookied as my old username. I'm under as Jay Griggs. So what I need to do is log in as that new person. Do you remember what it was? I think it was Sticky Piano. So I should have wrote it down. I think it was Sticky Piano Player. And it was. So I'm going to log in there since I was still logged in as my old username, my Jay Griggs one. And I'm going to upload a photo because notice I don't have a photo right now. And most members know to upload a photo by social proof because they fish around the site for a while. They see all these. They're like, that's cool. They click on a profile maybe. And then they see pictures. And then it says, click here to add photos to your page just in case. You know, they click here. They see a photo slideshow of this particular member. You know, but worse, you know, at the end of the day, they want to add their own photo if they have one. So I'm going to add a photo. And I'm a Sticky Piano Player, so I need to add a photo that doesn't connect to me right now. Now, if I would have chosen another, and even if I choose like Jermaine or something, you know, people will be IMing me, and I don't want to have to keep up with another account. So I'm going to choose like, do I have any photos here that are not of me? Okay, I'm going to choose one of these, which are a bunch of people with their hands around in a circle. And I'm going to say, people make the world go round and round, right? Then I upload and live with you is very quick. Now my photo's here. I can click it. I can see my photo. People make the world go round and round. Now that is my photo. Now my username has been Cookie, Sticky Piano Player. Now the zone doesn't work on cookies in the sense that, you know, this isn't being put here because of a cookie. This is being put here because of a database. They're logged in. We know who they are. We know all about them at this point. But let's just say that they're logged out. And I want to log out specifically to show you. And they're just at your normal sales page or, you know, anywhere in your site. Let's just say they're at, you know, I have a particular guitar section that we're starting. And it's at Hear and Play Guitar. By the way, we've been getting 50% conversion rate on this squeeze page. And they come in from YouTube. We give them a ton of clips, for example. They can click here to listen. This guy is amazing. Go to Hear and Play Guitar if you just want to hear a great piano. I mean, a guitar player. Now, we only give them 7 clips. On the 8th clip, they get this alert button, which I know how to do these. Don't even need a programmer. And basically, we're like, well, these are top-notch, you know, clips. Enter your first name and email to join our access vault, and then you can get all 23 clips, which we give them more like 30 or 40 clips. So we, you know, tease them right here, but then we don't really let them go further. So this is a great technique to use. It's like the Zagarnik effect, that it like the cliffhanger, it leaves them hanging. So they got 7 great clips, but they know there's a lot more here. So what they're going to do, they have bullet points, they're going to join. So let's just say I join as John, you know. Let's just say I use that same email address. Now, I'm not logged into the zone or anything like that, but I am cookied. And I go free instant access. And it says right away, congrats, John. Welcome to the private members vault. And below, now we've changed this up because this isn't live, but here's all of their video clips. Now, I want to do something. I want to take you to the way that we're testing it right now. It's not live, but we're testing it just to show you, and this is called Guitar Page, this same member section, if you will. See, it's still welcoming. It's still saying John, but they press OK, and it's just a guitar here. my affiliate guy, you know, didn't like that guitar, so he took it off on the live version that you just saw. But notice here, it says, don't forget to check your email. It puts their email right on the page. Now, that's because of that cookie through Contact Manager. And, you know, add us to your approved list. But what it also does is put their photo here. Now, this is just a test, but imagine the power of being able to put photos of users on non-related sites. We're not talking about the community here. They may not even be at the community. They may be at a new launch of a product you're doing or a new site. And imagine them scrolling. I just put this here for, you know, and you remember, this was the picture I uploaded. Now, if I delete cookies right now, this will disappear, and I probably will, just to show you. Or if I change my primary picture, let's see what happens if I change my primary picture. Let's go back to the zone. And it looks like I was logged in with my old account there. And just to show you, it has nothing to do with logging in. I can refresh and get the same thing. And there it is, right? Okay, so, and this has nothing to do with the zone or being logged in or anything. It has to do with that cookie. So say I go back, and I keep forgetting, sticky piano, okay, and I put in my password. And let's just say I change my picture. Okay, so let's say I go my photos, and then let's just say I add another photo. And let's just say it's going to be this one, the little globe. I put people, and I upload it. Okay, so now it's my second picture, and then I go back. Now, I only want one picture to appear. I don't want to seem like over the top, so I go set primary. So now, with one click of a button, I've changed this to my primary picture. And this is a test still. You know, I'm doing this on the fly, but that should change to the primary picture. And it shouldn't matter that I'm logged in or not. So I'm going to log out. And then at a totally different website of mine, sell.hearandplay.com, I go, okay, please work. Okay, see? And it puts their picture. Now, what are the implications of this, Jermaine? Why? Okay, let's say you're listing 10 testimonials of real members, real results. And the 11th box said your picture could be here or your testimonial could be here. And it had their picture, but it didn't have any words. It had like blah, blah, blah or something. And said your picture could be here. Wouldn't that be a shocker to somebody? It's like all of a sudden, because they're gravitating toward their own folder. Like, and then it says your picture could be here. That's one way to use it. Another way to use it is to put a bunch of real, let's just say, You want to talk about a bonus, you know, item, you know, bonus, free access to our community. And you list it like, this wouldn't work for that particular member. These are two different situations. Let's say bonus, you want to list your community. You can put like 24 different pictures of members in 4x4 boxes and whatnot. But let's just say you want to mention something like to the effect that other people are doing it. Other members are doing it. Here's other members that have taken this course from our own community that have, you know, real results. And then you can have a line of like, I don't know, 20 members, 10 photos on the top, 10 photos on the bottom. And then the very last photo, put their photo in it using this same technique right here with a like yellow border around it saying you could be here or something like that. I mean, there's many ways to use, just like you would use, you know, somebody's name in a headline to grab their attention, like I'm doing here, like John, or like we do at the live page, which is vault.hearandplayguitar.com. Notice we put John there too. And, you know, if we don't have a picture for them or a name for them, we can put a default thing there as well. So it's not just like all or nothing. Now, let's just say I'm going to delete cookies just to show you. So we delete cookies and then I refresh. And it just says welcome. See the power of that? Because if it doesn't have a name, it's not going to ruin your sales process. You put a default thing there. And if it doesn't have a picture, it doesn't show up. I don't know about you, but that's powerful, dude. I can put a picture in somebody's headline. You know, I could put a headline here with their picture. I mean, and talk about grabbing somebody's attention. You don't have to test the blue background versus the red background. If their photo is there and a headline has to do with them and it's what's in it for me, and you can get them to visualize it or put them in a big old border or put their picture equals and then put another person on the piano, playing the piano. And it's almost like you can be that. And if you don't have a picture for them, of course, you have default headline and it makes no difference. It's one of those things like if it's available, fine. If it's not, okay, makes no difference because I can put default. But that's just one of the crazy ways to integrate. Integrate by putting personal information that you already know about the user. And if you wanted to, you don't have to use a cookie. You can use information from your database and somehow, you know, when they're logged in, have it work even when they're not in the community. That's a little bit more advanced. What you can do, if you're afraid of them deleting cookies every so often, if you have a techie crowd, most people aren't technical, but if you do, every time they log into your community, you can set a new cookie. So that increases the chance of the cookie being there so that when you do want to personalize sales pages or opt-in forms or any kind of pre-registration list or even on your blog, things like that, you can do it because of cookies. So now I'll go back to my presentation. I get riled up when I talk. So I get the opt-in. And then I do that two-step process that I've already explained to you. I use a secondary page. Now, if you didn't want to use a secondary page, this is one of those tips. If you were on the teleclass number one with Eunice, he talked about Ajax. And Ajax is a more newer technology. I'm not a technical person. But what it allows you to do is pass and receive information without refreshing the whole page. Okay, if I click on a link, it refreshes that whole page. But what if the page is the same and the only thing I want to change is a certain paragraph? I would use some kind of form of Ajax to just change that paragraph without, you know, changing the whole page. Now you might say, Jermaine, is that what you're doing on your home page? No, I don't know Ajax. I'm just using an iframe. Write that down, an iframe. And basically all it is like another website inside of this frame. So it's like I'm making a whole nother page here. So when it does refresh, it just refreshes in that page. It's still reloading a whole different page. It's just my way, my workaround. I've been using iframes all my life, seems like it, because I don't know Ajax, but that's my way to do it. And basically what you can do is once they fill out that first name and email on your homepage, without the page refreshing, you can pop up a little hover ad or some kind of Ajax form to get the rest of the information out of them. And I've even talked to one programmer, Dan, so much. We've gotten so far to where they don't even have to press submit. Like if they just put in their first name, they put in their email address, it submits it right after they do it. And if they correct it, it submits the latest version of whatever they put in that form. Now this has some major implications on shopping carts because, you know, on most shopping carts, 60-70% of people abandon the cart. Even a good number after they've entered in information, they just get cold feet. So imagine being able to submit that information even in your shopping cart. It won't approve the order or anything, but it'll let you know people that at least typed in some information. Same thing works for your opt-in form because you don't have to, you know, if they don't press the submit button, you don't have to necessarily put them on the opt-in. That's against the law. But what you can do, and this is a little borderline, is you can send them an email saying, hey, looks like you tried to opt in, but there were some issues. And you don't have to keep reminding them, but one good email can convert people that started the process, but maybe, you know, got cold feet or something. So Ajax is very powerful in that it doesn't refresh the page and can submit information without any kind of further action. You know, it gets really deep. So get connected with a programmer that knows this stuff. And I'm telling you, you can change the way you market online. There is nothing you cannot do that you can't think of. You just have to find the people that can make it happen. Another thing is Lightbox on page unload. So what happens is after they press submit, the page goes dark. And then and this is sort of like the Ajax kind of stuff. Page goes dark when they submit. And right there in a white box, the only thing lit up is the additional information you need from them. This could be the username and password for your community. You know, if you want to integrate your community with other aspects of your website, this could be a second opt-in form where you get the why, you know, you want the why behind it so you can use that information to follow up with them. This can be whatever you want, but these are ways to add that second opt-in form without making it too, you know, obtrusive or too long, you know, to lessen your abandonment rate. But, you know, I always ask this question. I'm like, okay, so let's just say I get first name and email here, and let me just refresh this page because we signed up a long time ago. But let's just say I get, you know, first name and email here, And then on the next page, let's just say I lose 25% of people because they don't feel like, you know, filling out that next form, which I'm not sure if I still have it active. I mean, how many am I losing? If 100 people fill out the first page, just for example, and then only 75 fill out that second page, which goes to all my autoresponders, signs them up for the community and stuff, how many am I losing? The answer is zero, because if they're reaching that second page, they've already signed up, first name and email address. So I'm not worried about that because I can always email them based on this information. I don't know anything about them other than their first name and email, but that's all I need to be able to say, you signed up yesterday, but you didn't seem to fill out our personal private lesson form, which lets us know what lessons to send you. Please, you got to fill out this form. You know, and then being on my general form, they'll still get my generic newsletters. They'll still get, you know, any kind of generic, how are you doing autoresponders that I have set at 60 days, 90 days, half a year, and a year. It's been 1 year since you signed up at my website. How's your piano playing progress? I do those kinds of things. But they'll still get those. So I'm not really losing them in terms of following up with them, but I want to get more personal with them. So oftentimes within those first week or so, I'm reminding them to sign up on that second page that you guys saw. And when they sign up on the second page, it takes them off of, you know, the certain list on the first page that reminds them, because if they're on the second page, they're all I need, right? They've done everything and they won't get reminded again. So those go hand in hand. Once they sign up, you see how they go into the community. You see how I can use, you know, stuff from the community on different pages, and I'll get more in depth. But I just wanted to give you that example. And if we go back, another way you can do it, let's just say you didn't want this. You can keep the process the same and just solicit members through Autoresponder. They sign up on your regular mailing list. They sign up with your normal hover ad, whether it comes down or comes in from the side. And you just get your additional members through Autoresponder. Just keep pushing them to this sign up page or to your community through autoresponders. That can work fine too without messing up your sales process. Or you could just auto sign up every member who joins your opt-in form. We don't do this, but let's just say they join your mailing list no matter where they are. You can auto sign them up, let them use their email as like their username, or simply add a third username field. So it's going to be first name, email address, username. So it'll still look like a very simple form. You can put it in a hover ad. It won't change the way or where you put it. You can do it on a squeeze page. Just add one extra field and then have a programmer just automatically generate their password. So you don't have to ask for all that additional information. And then once they sign up, they can go to my account and change their password, or right on the home page, you can say, wait, you haven't changed your password. Click here to change your password. And then they're further engaged and integrated. So these are three major ways that you can get integrated. And I've already showed you this. I've already showed you the cookie and the power of it and where they choose their username and whatnot. Why I asked for a phone number, because, and this is another thing I didn't tell you guys. Not only, you know, because sometimes my sales reps are more, you know, sometimes I have a lot of sales reps at certain points in my business life. Sometimes I don't have as many, and they're handling incoming calls. So when I'm not having live people call them, I'm having voice blasts go out. And you can have these set automatically with the right programmer, like a Dan Cub, who I use, even Eunice. Or you can have these so that every day, or, you know, every other day, you pretty much log in to your autoresponder account, export it, because most of them have this feature, and then just import all the numbers into a site like Freedom Voice, which I use with a passion. I love Freedom Voice. I just bought a new number, 1-888 in Gritty, which is going to stand for Nitty Gritty, one of my other companies, and it's very powerful. At Freedom Voice, you can actually, it'll give you a detailed report of everything that has happened in that call. So, you know, you take people from your opt-in and then you bring them into this either via a bot. Bots do exist online. I use them all the time to log into my shopping cart, fulfill my orders for me, do all kinds of things that I used to have humans do. They do it for you in a tenth of a second. So you can either have it that way, or you could do it manually by just copying and pasting phone numbers. And then you go into a site like Freedom Voice over here, who, see, basically what happens, they have this interactive chart. These are people who it hit their answer machines, 796 people, 104 human accepted, and then all these little breakdowns. So our success rate was 62.5%, which is pretty good compared to our other ones. We selected, now I would go to Freedom Voice, tell them I sent you, and total calls was 1440 for this one. And then it gives you every single one, all 1400, what happened in that, you know, particular call. So notice here, delivery type selected. I love this about Freedom Voice. Now, if you're going to use this integrated with the community or even by itself, because you can choose whether you want it to be human only, answer machine only, or both. In this case, I did both. But let's just say I want it to sound really super personalized. See, when the human comes on, it'll say something like, "Hi, you have a message from Hear and Play Music. Press 1 to accept." So they know that's automated. There's no getting around that. But the positive is I can do a message like press 7 now to be redirected to a representative. Like if there's a launch day or if I'm just trying to, you know, increase calls into the call center. If they're on the line, it's not just a recording. They can interact with it. They can press 7. They can press 1. They can press certain buttons to listen to other recordings of mine. It could be like a 5-minute presentation if they press 1 or 2. You know, you can do that kind of stuff. So that's one reason why I would go live only, because I can't say press 7 and it's on their answer machine. That doesn't sound right. Now, if I'm just going to be a real generic announcement and I don't care whether it gets their answer machine or if a live person presses the button to accept it, that's both. Now, if I want to sound super highly personalized as though it came from me, I will do answer machine only. Now, if a human answers the phone, it'll hang up on them. And our caller ID shows up as our 877 number. So maybe a couple people will call back. Somebody called, but I didn't hear anybody on the line. And then we just explain the offer to them, and they're never mad. They don't know what happened. But I do answer machine only, so I can say stuff like, "Hi, this message is for..." No, I can't say that, obviously, because it's going to everybody. "Hey, this is Jermaine. I just wanted to give you a call today on your... sorry I missed you, but I wanted to let you know about something I'm doing. Want to personally get in contact with a few of my committed members. So please give me a call back. Hopefully I'm here. If not, somebody else can help you. I left a message with my secretary." And then I go into whatever it is. I try to, and I practice this in the mirror. I got to make it sound normal. Because as soon as, you know, I find with us entrepreneurs, as soon as you turn on a record button, as soon as you turn on the camera, we get all fake and stuff. So it has to be like I would leave a message from my grandma. You know, "Hey, grandma, this is Jermaine. I was trying to give you a call." You know, it can't sound too, "Hi, this is Jermaine, and we're going to have a release today. And we're releasing our Gospel Keys 600. It can't sound all like that. It has to be real laid back. And that's when I'll use answer machine only, because then people will call back like, "Jermaine left a message for me and I missed him," and all this kind of stuff. So out of this call, just to give you the nitty gritty, 131 didn't answer. 38 had wrong type. 6 were answer machines. 249 were human answered, but they didn't press that button to hear the message. This particular service just doesn't bust out with the message. It says you have a call, you have a message from Hear and Play Music. If they answer, press 1 to accept, and then it'll be me talking, and then I can have further call to actions like 7 to be connected with a rep, and we get a lot of sales that way. And then, especially when products come out when we're doing this, and then it could be like 1 to hear a 5-minute overview or something like that. So these people didn't accept, maybe a son or daughter, or maybe, you know, a receptionist. I don't know. But here, 796 got placed on answer machine, so that's cool. And 104 accepted the blast, so that's cool. And then 8 are in process, 2 are on hold, because the person can also put it on hold, like if it's for their dad or something, he can press like 3, I believe, and it'll call back later that night. Foreign calls are not allowed, call errors, and if they're on the do not call list, they automatically don't send it to them because they have that database, BZ Signal. So notice out of the 1440, I had nearly 60%, you know, or more than 60% that went through. And then the ones that didn't go through, I could have somebody come through, take their numbers off my list if there's an error. you know, if the answer machine is answered, I can sort these. What I generally do is copy and paste it into Excel. So what you can do is copy this into Excel. Now, this is a huge list. Let me see if I can do this a better way. Nope, you just got to, you know, go through the whole thing. I'll just copy what I have so far. And then if I would, like, open up Excel, or obviously I would have somebody do this for me. But as an entrepreneur, first you got to figure it out. And that's generally my role. And then I go select all. I don't know if I copied it. Let me just get a few of these. Okay. And then I bring it into something like Excel. And then I like Excel because it automatically puts them in columns. So if I can put them in column, now I can sort by certain things. So I can sort, because I don't believe Freedom Voice has them in order. They're all over the place. So I can sort by the status. So if there were a call error, they'll be all in one area. I can go ahead and tell somebody to take those off my list. Their answer machine, I can have a human person follow up and say, you know, Jermaine had called you the other day. If it was a live person, you know, vice versa. You know, match them against my database, do certain things from there. It gets even deeper. So that's how I use Freedom Voice. So you can see how these things are connecting together. From the main page, they go to that secondary opt-in page. From there, they leave their phone number. They get contacted by my voice, Freedom Voice, pre-planned messages. Then they get into my community. And then the next step is the follow-up email that they receive from me. And I'm just going to give you a few examples.